This is ICMTU, which is short for I Can't Make This Up, and it's the show about bringing people together from different backgrounds through true stories that have happened in their life. Today's shout out goes to Solita Soap. It's a custom soap brand. They have beard product, pregnancy products. They can be found at Solita Soap on Instagram. Another episode of I Can't Make This Up, the show about bringing people together from different backgrounds through true stories. I'm your host, AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. You can find me at www.ajdunk.com. From there, you got my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. It's all located at ajdunk.com. So once this is done, make your way over there and just enjoy everything that I have there. I consider all my guests to be special. When they're taking the time out of their day to be on an episode of I Can't Make This Up, how can you not consider them to be special? So guest, if you would, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, AJ. So you know what I mean? My name's Raheem. I'm the founder and CEO of Black Soul Media, which is a storytelling platform, a podcast I launched a few weeks ago. I also run my music blog called The Old Black Soul, and I work full-time at Viacom CBS doing marketing and advertising. Appreciate you having me on.
How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling excellent, man. I'm drinking a little bit of red Moscato. I know most of y'all out there probably only on the white and the pink Moscato wave. Don't play yourself.
I'm checking in from Jersey City. Where are you checking in from?
Checking in from Trent, New Jersey. So, you know, Jersey out here. You know what I mean?
Trent makes the world takes, baby. That's right. That's right.
We the most dynamic state. We got green space. We got city. We got the shore. We got whatever you need. Come to Jersey.
All right. Everybody that is watching, I'm going to explain to you what is about to happen. He's circling right now, but he's gonna be back. All right, you there? He stopped. His eyes are closed, and then they opened. It's like he's falling asleep on me. Oh, look at that!
You got a new background.
Ooh, looking like so, Bruce man. Leroy in the Now, my guest Raheem is here today to share a true story that has happened in his life that he cannot make up. Now, while he's telling this story, comment all you want to. Send all the comments. Boom, boom, boom. I'm reading them, but I'm listening to him at the same time. I will address the comments once the story's done. But if you have a question about the story, there's a button down there that looks like this. Press that button and submit your question. So if you want to know, hey, Raheem, why your camera get all drunk on that red Moscato, you press that button. And you submit that question, and once he's done telling that story, we'll pop it up on the screen and we'll ask him. Raheem, I have to ask you, do you pinky promise that it's true?
Yes, sir. I'm pinky promise. I swear all that.
All right.
Pinky promise.
Please share the story that you cannot make up.
Yes, sir. So first of all, you know, wanted to apologize real quick. I got that Nelly Wi-Fi. I want to preface this by saying, you know, over the quarantine, we've kind of had to find different ways to have fun, you know, get around all this, like, you know, social distance and shit and still, you know what I mean, have a good time. One of the things I've gotten into more is nature. I go out 1 week, you know what I mean? I go up to Hemlock Falls in North Jersey and, you know, go up there kind of by myself to scope out the scene, see what it's like, see the waterfall out there in nature. It's pretty dope. This time I'm going to go back, you know, with a lady friend of mine. Let's do that. I scoped out the scene already. We already know what's up.
Okay.
So, or so I thought. You know, I have to add in, you know, this is the first time I smoked in a few months. So that was a little bit of a curveball thrown into the story. I decided, all right, but how about we be spontaneous? We take another path to get to the waterfall. I know the straight path to get there, but how about we go another way? You know what I mean? Mix it up a little bit, go on a little adventure. It's fine at first. Then it just starts pouring rain, like pouring crazy, like not even like the cute movie rain, like it's past that. We start taking what we think is a path, but there's a bunch of rocks that are laid out. So to some people, it would look like rocks, but to us, it looked like a path. So we get up on it. This is more like a get out story than it is a ha-ha funny story, right? It's kind of a little horror comedy film type drink going on. 3-4 big deer, super huge antlers just start charging downhill steep. 10 miles an hour, just coming at us crazy, like, just miss us, go over there. So we still going up the hill. We go up there, and we, like, see a shed, and it looks like it's handmade. It's not handmade like an IKEA type of joint. Like, it looks like somebody made that joint with sticks and rocks, you know what I mean? And mind you, the shorty who I'm with is fearless. So she's like, oh, this is cool, but maybe we should go closer. I'm like, that's how the white people die in the movies, so we're not going to do that. We end up taking, you know, going the other way instead, but we still walking up the hill. We still taking off the path trying to get to this waterfall. These two girls come up to us. They look indigenous. They look, you know, they're like brown people kind of. But they look, they don't look like your regular people walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? And both of them have like a big husky on a leash. Their eyes is looking crazy. They look like they want to eat us. They got like a little cute, fat looking dog. Like a little, I think it's called a Corky or something. So the Corky come over. He's like, you know, wrapping around my ankles and stuff like that, trying to get near me. And you know, the girl's like, oh, I love Corkies, tries to reach for it. I said, you are not going to touch that dog. And the dog's like, the dogs, they lunging a little bit, waiting for us to do something, like double dutch. And we're like, ah, nah. You know, the girl's like, yeah, you know, our dogs wanted to come say hi to you, whatever, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, hell no, we got to go home. So I'm like, I said, hi. You know what I'm saying? I say hi. And then, you know, I think they're satisfied with that a little bit. So we keep walking. You know, we go up. And mind you, it's still pouring rain. And we go up, we see these dudes like biking super fast, like they zip right by us, you know what I mean? We could barely see them. And like they like look over to us and they just say, hey, Michigan, blah, blah, blah. Like no English. I said, wait, what? I was like, yo, repeat that. It seemed like they were trying to warn us about something. I was like, yo, bro, what's good? And then they just keep riding off into the sunset, bro. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right, it's Google Maps time. I got to pull out the Google Maps. I pull out the Google Maps to try to get us back to the highway. We go up. The map tells us we're supposed to go to the right. We look up on the left. This is dirty dude, super, super dirty, dressed in like army fatigue and like a soldier outfit. He got a helmet and everything. And he got a knife about this long. You can't see my thumb, but he got a knife that's mad long. He just sitting there sharpening the knife. He ain't see us yet. By this time, she came to her senses. She was like, all right, we out. we just, you know, we don't run because we don't want this man to hear us, but we just get out of there as quietly as we can. We go to the road, and that joint took us 45 minutes out the way we had to walk, but we walked all the way around so we wouldn't have to go back to the forest. And then we finally made it back to the car. So that was our indigenous journey.
Bro.
Yeah, I know. We never had to do that. We volunteered for all of that, every part of it. They said, how did that affect you internally? Part of me was like, yo, that's fun, but it wasn't fun in the moment, man.
I've been out here one time before. Let's take a different route. You know what? Let's just...
Mistake number one.
And you said, like, get out. And get out, the first sign was they hit a deer, and then the cop came. It's you along the same damn path. You see that?
I didn't even make the connection.
Handmade. Cabin.
Listen, they had the cabin, they had the tool shed, they looked like they had a slaughtering table. I don't know what the heck was going on up there.
Now, when you were explaining him to me, this is what I had in mind. I'm going to show you. this is the person that I had in mind. As soon as you said you saw somebody standing. The ride home, how was that?
I mean, just thankful, man. Just thankful.
Is that lady friend still your lady friend?
Yeah.
Would you go back to say hi?
Oh, to the dogs?
To any of the people that you came across?
I think one time is enough. You know what I mean? I think we call that a drive-by where I'm from. You know, we just drive by, we wave, and, you know, no need for a second date.
You need to do like that sign says above your head. Love you more. All right? Because, listen, man, I'm glad that you were able to tell this story. No. If Jordan Peele, if he watches this, he's got the sequel to Get Out to for sure. I thought I was going to have to hit you with one of these for a second and shine the light in your eye. Get a flash real quick. If you go back there to Hemlock Falls, which path are you going to take?
Is there a third path? Like, now I'm playing with you. I'll tell you guys what saved us, too. Because the story could have been a lot worse. When we first got there, I sent myself my location while I was at the car. If I didn't do that, we'd have never got back. We'd have never made it. We'd have never known where to go. We was in the mountains.
That knife would have been put to use, my brother. Fun fact about yourself. Sample, you're great at making strawberry shortcake.
One of my boys like broke his arm, and I kind of saw that I could write with both hands a little bit. But once he broke his arm and he was out of commission for whatever months he was in the cast, I looked at him, I was like, yo, bro, that's never going to be me. So I just made myself write with my left hand a lot more and with both. And, you know, as a result, I kind of write with both hands, and I'm functional with both. I'll never be out of commission. Unless I somehow mess up both of them in the woods somewhere, so.
Extra shout out to you, because my man Raheem, he came to a live show when we were able to have people come and be in the actual building and watch the show. He was there for that. Please let the people know how you would like to be remembered.
I'd like to be remembered as somebody who makes smart decisions. Nah, but, you know, remember me as somebody who enjoys adventure, traveling, obviously. Somebody who, you know, is really for the culture, especially Black people, who craves Black consciousness, who loves people, loves seeing other people succeed, and, you know, hopes that even me, you know, reaching the heights that I'm determined to reach will help other people do it as well.
Any last words you want to leave with the people?
I think we said what we said. I think we out. Word. I appreciate the opportunity.
Most people don't live to tell some shit like that, especially people that look like me. Because I don't know many of us that go out adventuring in the woods like that. It's all caps if you believe the story. If you don't, Grandpa is on the way. Now, what have we learned today? We have learned that the road less traveled is not always a road. If you go somewhere one time, you go there one time, that's so you can scope it out. Stay going that one time. Go that same way. Again, my name is AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. You can find me at www.ajdunk.com. From there, you've got my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. It's all located at ajdunk.com. I also have my YouTube page there, so go there, subscribe. I have older episodes there located. You can watch those to catch up for ones that you have missed and listen to the stories that people have told. Shout out to all of you, because without you, we wouldn't get the questions and the comments that we get. Listen, I don't know what these people are going to say when they come on here. I don't know the stories, so I'm just as shocked as you are. Once again, my name is AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. Don't forget, laughter is always in style, and let them know, Ma.